Just to kick it off before we go to the questions, I mean, we've already had a very active offseason, I believe. Dan and I have spent a lot of time together with both our coaching staff and our scouting staff, and we are quite focused on understanding that we're going to have to make some, you know, significant moves to continue to add people and continue to sign people to new deals. So it's a creative offseason for us. There will be some difficult moves to make, not necessarily commenting on them today, but understand that that's where our focus is, to continue to hopefully sign the players that we think are going to help us get back to being a championship football team. And I could not ask for a better partner than Dan Quinn through this whole process. And, again, we are really honed in on the moves we need to make within our organization and outside potentially. Well, I mean, I really do believe that both sides of the ball in the trenches are of interest to a lot of people in the NFL, and I think there's some good numbers there. Not only at the front end of it, but mid-level draft picks. I think there'll be some really interesting players that are going to contribute in this league. Well, I was learning about them through your most recent article because you outlined every one of them, and I thought, wow, that's good learning. You were my one scout that I was relying on because I haven't gotten that list set out like that. Of course, there are some very good football players from Georgia, and we think that, you know, our state, our adopted state, obviously is full of a lot of athletes, and that plays right into line with the type of system that Coach Quinn has in place, with a lot of fast athletic football players. So we're really looking forward to our local pro day, which of course focuses on a lot of the guys from Georgia, which is always a really interesting time for us because we feel we can pick some guys up not only later in the draft but in our college free agency situation. So again, really excited to be living in that state because I think we can always pull some really talented football players. Yes. Yes, of course. He's another talented tight end that's come out of that school, as you know. Seems like over the years, year after year, there's always someone playing there, and they do a good job cultivating him there. So it'll be fun to watch where he ends up. No, I think he's a well-rounded player. I think he's a guy that's obviously a smart football player who's got the drive to provide both as a receiver but also get in the way as a blocker, which is important. We're all looking for players that have versatility to be both. It's very difficult to find a guy who's the X and the Y type of player, the Y and the F, excuse me, who are both athletic and are big time blockers. That's not an easy thing to find. So any element of showing that they possess both qualities is obviously a good thing for him. So yep, obviously a big man who, I think a lot of the league is really honed in on seeing what he can do because I think the feeling is he can come in and play right away and be an impact type of player in this league. It's fun watching him move around. He is a big man who can cover ground, for sure.
What do you think in general just about the interior rushers in this draft from what you've seen today?
Yeah, I think there's some interesting rushers inside, of course, outside like there always is. I mean, we've taken care of that 2 years in a row, so it's fun to hone in on some of those interior guys, and we'll see. I mean, we're in the process right now, as I've mentioned before, Vaughn, where we're looking at our own players, where we are with our own signings, what may be out there, again, in free agency, and then comparing this week to see exactly how these guys are getting up, upfield, because that's important for us, right? With Dan Quinn's defensive philosophy, we need to make sure we can shoot the gap, and it's important to see how explosive these guys are off the mark. Even though they're not hitting in the combine, we get a chance to see their true explosiveness, and that's important to really pull it all together for us.
Yeah. About the interview process, as you're investigating the personalities of these guys, how heavily do you rely on asking some of their teammates who are here about each guy? Is that part of the deal?
That's part of the process. Not only do we ask some of their teammates, you know, who we would, you know, who they would like to be beside them at the next team they're playing, but it's also interesting to ask some of their competition from other schools, right? Who was the toughest guy you played against? Who was the most athletic? Who posed the most problems? And you can glean some information that way. So it's part of the process. Obviously, it's not the most important part, but we rely on our scouting staff to do a lot of research in that way as well. As you can imagine, we put a lot of money into our scouts going out and doing the research. But to kind of hit some of these players impromptu is kind of interesting to see what their interesting to see what their response is.
Have you ever heard from teammates that were unanimous about a guy's character flaw where you said, no, we don't really like that guy anymore?
Yeah, yes, we've had that for sure. It's not that often because I feel like too often there's a loyalty element there, you know, where they're trying to make sure they have their guys back. Every once in a while there is, though. It's an interesting setting when you're asking that question in that 15-minute interview. And there's a little bit of a, you know, discomfort there, right, when someone starts to reveal something. But it happens every once in a while. Well, I you know, Kelsey, I think there are a lot of numbers, as always, at the receiver spot. There's some, as always, there's some fast guys and athletic guys. I know it's been talked about that maybe it's not the strongest class in you know, comparatively speaking. But as you know, there are certain draft classes of receivers over the years that have been strong and some have not been. And some you can pick up and, you know, some, again, back to what I mentioned earlier about another position, there are some mid-round guys that I think are going to be impactful in this league. And I think it's an interesting group with a lot of numbers, not necessarily at the top of the rounds, but I think there are some interesting players that can contribute as, of course, twos, threes, and fours. Sure. I mean, our division, I think obviously New Orleans did a heck of a job this year showcasing their two guys, and we thought we did a heck of a job the year before doing that, and I think everyone realizes the importance of it and what it can add to the offensive scheme and the explosiveness. And, you know, if you're not necessarily having a team that is, you know, full of tight ends, where people are now throwing to their receivers, not only throwing but running to their running backs, it's a really, really important part to, you know, adding explosiveness to your game. So is it very important? Yes. Does it feel like it's becoming more important? I believe so. I still believe you can get some really good football players, you know, from 3 to 5 or 3 to 6 or 7, no question. You don't have to go the top of the draft to find adept runners and versatile runners.
Is that maybe the where the pulse apple changes? You see a kind of like Kamara, 700 yards passing and receiving, and maybe the workhorse running back is a different kind of guy?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think you could argue as well that when people talk about change of pace backs and you talk about, you know, you have two contrasted running backs who present different things, right? In our situation, we feel like we do with Freeman, the way that he runs, and, you know, comparatively speaking to Tevin Coleman, how he runs. It always keeps, in our mind, it keeps the defense on their toes a little bit, and I think a lot of teams realize how important that is, you know, for an offensive creativity, from an offensive creativity standpoint. Well, I thought it was the toughest division this year. I mean, I thought, you know, I was amazed every time we turned the corner, there was some challenge that we had against, you know, playing against one of the teams. And, of course, with three teams the way that they ended up, I think we are always very dialed in on what the other teams are doing in our division. Of course, everyone is, right? It's not a revelation. You have to be very focused, and you have to win your division to get in, right? Now, this was a unique situation this year, of course. Well, I mean, of course, he's a top-notch athlete with top-notch skills. You know, he can run and cover, and that's not easy to swallow as, you know, as playing a rookie. You think you're going to come in there and be able to sort of expose a rookie like that, and of course, he did a heck of a job this year. So I think teams are going to have to know how to play against him because he's going to come to play all the time, and he's got fantastic ball skills as well. So kudos to Mickey. Sorry. He projects very well. I mean, again, those guys are playing top-notch ball up there. I know you like your area up there. No, you don't want to talk about it. No, I think he's a really good football player, and it'll be fun to see how he moves around out here and how high he goes, because Again, he's got some serious background, and he's gone against some top-notch players, of course. So he's a very good football player. Matt Ryan. Okay. No, I haven't really been focused on that. What are we talking about? Of course I have. Yes. No, I look, it can be complicated, of course, right? There's a lot going on with what you just had mentioned. I mean, you know, where Garoppolo is and how he's performed in the short time as a starter. They did a heck of a job acquiring him, of course. Complicates things, of course. I'm not concerned, like I've said before. I mean, our focus is on Matt and getting him secured here for years to come. He wants to be with us. We want him to be here. As I've said, I don't think it's a complicated situation. I think it's a significant situation, and he's a very important part to the organization. So there's no time frame on it right now. We're very aware of what's going on, and I think a lot of quarterbacks right now are really honed in on what's going to be happening in the future. Well, I think, of course, you want to go into this season to make sure that you have things you would like to go into the season, making sure that things are secured. But there's no time frame as far as people saying, well, do you want to get this done before free agency? Of course, you'd like to get it done tomorrow if just because it's a load off your mind. Matt Ryan's situation, of course, has some play in dictating, where we are and how creative we are in either free agency or re-signing some of our other players. We have some tough decisions to make, of course. Anytime you're signing a top-tier quarterback, you're going to be faced with, complications, and that's just the way it is.
Yep. So in 2015, a lot of your draftees had high marks in the three-cone drill. But in the past 2 years, you guys have gravitated towards guys who excel in the broad jump, like Keanu Neal, Tack McKinley. Is there a difference you're seeing on the field with guys who excel in the broad jump versus the three-cone?
No, I mean, we're always very focused on movement, and three-cone is very important for me personally, as it is for Coach Quinn, and where we are acquiring athletic moves and movement, and we always talk about it being a matchup league. That's very important. The broad jump, the power, the explosiveness of it, yes, it plays into it. We're not going to draft someone just off of those numbers. As well, we won't draft off of three-cone. We'll forever be focused on, of course, the video, the game video. That's the number one thing. I'm a big believer in the being able to come to the combine and the work that we get done here. Again, being able to differentiate between players. This is really important for us, not only medically, not only from a interview standpoint, but the way that they move. Again, back to that body control, agility, quick twitch, explosiveness. That's really important for us. No question. We look at him, body comp and how he moves around. If you have a 205-pound guy who runs a certain, short shuttle or three cone a certain way, and the other guy's 225, of course that's a big thing. We always validate what we're doing with a lot of discussion around that and how big these guys are and how they move. So yes. Well, from my perspective, of course, I'm really focused on trying to get our own guy wrapped up. Not saying that I'm not looking at the quarterbacks, of course. I think it's a really interesting group. I think they're very talented, and I'm excited for our league when we – it sounds odd, I know, but I'm excited for our league when you see a wave of quarterbacks like this coming in, because I think they can make immediate impacts, and that's great for our league. Instead of tripping around here with lesser talented quarterbacks, we know how important that is. So. Right. I mean, yeah, that fullback situation has changed a little bit. It depends on the system, of course. I mean, we're a system that isn't necessarily looking for a banger. I mean, we always talk about that, that old school fullback who would just, nut up and take someone head on. That's not the way it is anymore, right? I mean, of course, for many reasons, it's not. A lot of teams are looking for guys that have the physicality and the ability to get position, but also catch out of the backfield. They're smart. But a lot of those guys are only playing, less, maybe 20% or less. So they're not on the field that often. So when they are on the field, they better be able to you know, pass protect. They better be able to take the rock if they're called upon, and they better be able to run, you know, run routes. So I think the versatility of a fullback is really important.
Tom, is that something that you see that could maybe go away?
Fullback position?
Yeah, in the next 10, 5 minutes.
I don't necessarily think so. That's not what I've gotten from our offensive coaches at all. But I think, again, if you get someone that can block – adequately, right? I of course we like better than adequate, but we're always saying we don't want someone just to ramrod. We would love someone to make initial contact, get the right base wall off properly, and sustain. That's a big thing. If you can do that and do all these other things I was talking about to be versatile as a bigger back, there's benefit, I think. Well, we've talked a lot, yeah. I mean, D, we've talked a lot about what we're looking for in that fullback position. And, you know, last year with Derek Coleman, we were bringing in a guy that, you know, we thought had some athleticism about him as well. Not necessarily looking, again, for a guy who's 260 pounds just ramming the hole. But we understand the importance of having power within our run game because it is important. We have a zone scheme. We have a lot of athletic guys on our offensive line. We do need someone that's going to lock up and sustain, not necessarily run people over. So I do agree with, of course, Dan's assessment that we will continue to look for more power.
Well, Thomas, what did you learn about Steve Sarkisian offense and him as a play caller? I guess how does that continue to take shape this offseason?
Yeah, I have a lot of faith in Steve. I think he's a very smart guy, and I think he's very open to discussion, which is great. Sometimes coaches aren't always that open to, you know, discussing, you know, how they're calling plays or how they can best utilize the talent on our football team. He's very open to talking to myself and Dan about that, and that's really important. I would say that to anyone. The communication between a head coach, a general manager, and the play callers, I think, is vitally important. If you're utilizing your talent properly, then I think you have a, you know, fighting chance to be successful in this league. So I think Sark, not only is he very smart, not only does he have a good view of what is to be done, and he'll continue to get more and more adept at that as he spends more time in this position. I think he understands the importance of utilizing the talent that's on this football team.
Given how well you guys have drafted the past couple of years, how unique of a situation do you find yourself,
given that we were very fortunate to have it pieced out the way it is, where we were able to sign two corners and had some young safeties and some young linebackers. We're very mindful of the next few years, not only with the signing of Matt, but the signing potentially of Grady Jarrett, the signing potentially of Jake Matthews, and other people on our football team. We know that, again, we're just going to have a really good, you know, really good foresight. We're going to have to understand the people we're going to be able to re-sign. We're a big believer, like a lot of teams are. You hope to sign the players back that you've drafted, that know our system. So we're going to be very mindful of that. That said, there are going to be the casualties, unfortunately, at times. And those aren't easy as a co-team builder to swallow. You know, you want to keep all those people, of course, but it's virtually impossible to do so.
Thomas, you got Terry Poe in on a one-year contract. Do you think that's a trend of how free agency is going for short-term deals?
That's a good question. I mean, we went round and round thinking about what we wanted to contribute to that contract, and Don Terry did a heck of a job for us this year. We really liked his impact for us, especially in the run game, of course, understanding that it may be a one-year deal. And, you know, we're in a spot right now where, you know, there's a very good chance that he's going to go to free agency and land a, you know, a very lucrative deal. So we appreciate what he has done with us so far, and we do understand that there is a place for, you know, one-year assigned players, and if it works to parlay into another deal, fine, we're open to that. We don't want too many of those players on the team, like Don Terry necessarily, but too many one-year players, because I think it sort of tugs at the continuity of the football team, but you can benefit from them.